Hello and welcome back to Hungry Woman at Work with me, Navilia Malloy, after a very long season break. If you're a first-time listener, this is the podcast for the woman who wants to thrive at work without losing her soul. And her work can be in the lab or in the home office, which is where most of us work from these days. It could be in the classroom or the socially distanced boardroom. A special hello to all our returning listeners who've been asking where we've been and when we'd come out of audio social distancing. Thank you for your patience. We are back and we have some exciting new things in store, which I'll tell you about at the end of the episode. What a time to be alive, right? It's August 2020 and I remember about exactly a year ago this time in South Africa. There was a collective sigh that 2019 had been a rough year, and there were countless posts and memes calling for the year to just come to an end. I remember the hope and the excitement we all felt at the beginning of this year. 2020 was dubbed the year 2020. For me, this year certainly started with plenty on the cards. On the business front, my business partner and I had 5 big new projects lined up. We had 3 new podcast clients and 2 potential TV shows. We also signed the lease on a bigger studio space, and we were in the process of making our first hire. Exciting times. And then came the Corona coaster.
The number of people killed worldwide in the coronavirus pandemic has now passed 250,000. And fresh data shows that the UK has now become Europe's latest epicenter.
And Spain, the death toll from the coronavirus has increased dramatically. It now stands at 803.
I think I speak for the entire world when I say that nobody wrote down survive a pandemic on their goals for 2020. As a direct result of COVID-19, or COCOV as some call it, we lost every single one of those 5 projects. And as a result, we couldn't finalize the appointment. But at least we had a bigger office space, which was funny because we couldn't use it for at least 2 months. So instead of heading up multiple projects around the country and revamping our new studio, I found myself working from home, juggling both my other job and trying to build a quarantine business while crisis schooling a toddler and trying my best not to fatten the curve. Am I the only one who realized just how small and cold the house suddenly was? So that's my lockdown saga. Share yours with me on our Instagram page. By now, we've all had some experience of what a lockdown is. And living under lockdown has changed our lives in ways we'll probably never forget. We've learned things about our friends, our spouses, our children, about ourselves that may have surprised us or just downright shocked us. We've experienced restrictions and personal loss like never before. Now, in South Africa, some of the lockdown restrictions have eased up. But whether you're in the midst of a hard lockdown right now or navigating life under semi-lockdown, I want to pose a question to you, to me, to all of us in today's episode. Who do you want to be beyond the lockdown?
It doesn't matter where you come from or how much you earn. It doesn't matter who you are or what you look like. COVID-19 is a threat to all of us. But it does matter how we live now and how we respond today. Observe the lockdown, practice social distancing and good hygiene. Spread truth, not disease. I am, you are, we are together in the fight against COVID-19. The United Nations in South Africa supports you. Count us in.
Going into what was meant to be a 3-week lockdown came with a bit of hopeful enthusiasm. I remember some people saw it as a resolution-making opportunity. Some set goals to learn a new language, to experiment with new recipes. Some even set a goal to train for a marathon while under lockdown. The crazies, I know. But how many of us set a goal to focus on some of our inner soul work? To work on those mindsets, those beliefs and behaviors that have been holding us back for years now? How many of us listed this under our lockdown goals? Find healthier ways to express my anger. Start the healing journey on that broken relationship. Or get to the real reason why I keep blaming others for my shortcomings. Ouch. Too soon? Sorry, but if you are affording me the gift of your time, I've got to make it count, right? So let's get straight to it. I've been hearing this saying repeatedly since the pandemic. Don't let this crisis go to waste. So, dear friend, I ask you, who and what do you want to be beyond this lockdown? And by lockdown, I generally mean crossing over to the new normal, as they call it. I reckon we have three options. Beyond the lockdown, we can either be worse off than we were before, the same as we were before, or perhaps we can be stronger in the broken places. Now, I don't believe the third option is to emerge better beyond the lockdown. I personally don't think the aim of this pandemic was to make us necessarily better. I mean, a virus like this is by nature a destructive one. It's taken a toll on health, on families, communities, business, and whole economies. It's robbed us of so many lives and so much of life as we used to know it. But out of every crisis, there's an opportunity, an invitation. So there's an opportunity for us to be worse off than we were before. And yeah, I'm not talking about the losses we may have faced. Some of us have lost loved ones. Some of us have lost jobs, health as we knew it, or special milestones we were looking forward to. Those are real and devastating. I'm talking about being worse off in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls. I'm talking about constantly looking for someone else to blame, or moaning about who's not doing enough of what, or telling ourselves that everyone has it better than I do, or that my life falls short when compared to everyone else's. I'm talking about intentionally watering toxic thoughts, toxic words and attitudes in our hearts. So that's option one, to refuse to grow, to rather keep doing things that leave us emotionally and psychologically worse off than we were before. Then there's the opportunity to be exactly the same as we were before, which in itself might not be a bad thing. I mean, maybe you were doing pretty okay, slaying in your lane, doing life your way, and it was working out okay for you. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? Beyond the lockdown, you could choose to be the same as you were before. You can dig in your heels and stay with the same mindset you always had. Approach relationships with the same superficiality as before. You can keep playing small and safe, unwilling to be stretched to something new. And maybe that's an okay-ish option, except that this pandemic has practically changed every sector of life as we've known it. So honestly, to me it seems that you and I would be doing ourselves a disservice if we are not willing to adapt, or at least be agile enough to consider how old mindsets are no longer up to scratch for this new world. Stay the same. That's option two. But there's also another option. The opportunity to be stronger in the broken places. Immaculée Ilibagiza, a Tutsi woman whose entire family was massacred in the Rwandan genocide of 1994. She miraculously survived while being hidden in a tiny toilet, along with seven other women, for 3 months. I'm so inspired by Immaculée's story. I don't even know where to begin. If you haven't yet, please check her out on socials and follow her story. Today, she's a global speaker, an author, advocate for peace, and she's still working with others to rebuild Rwanda. Here's what she had to say in a talk at the LEAD Forum.
This man, I went to his home. He put me right away to this tiny bathroom, 3 by 4 feet. I remember when I went there, I said, this is too small for me. I can't sit there. I mean, 3 days before that, I had a scholarship in college. I was paid to go to school. 3 days before that, I had my own home, my own room in my parents' house. And things can change that quickly. So as I was complaining, he went back and brought 5 more women. Later, he brought 2 more women. It was another big lesson. When you think things are bad, they can get worse. When I was angry, I can still remember my body aching. I was paralyzed. I was a prisoner for my own anger. But when I was able to let go, it felt like freedom. And I remember thinking, I wish I can tell everybody that actually it is possible. Before, when I was angry, I thought, how do you forgive somebody who is killing your mom, who is looking for you? It seemed impossible. But it felt like freedom. It felt like peace.
One of the other quotes I find really challenging is this. I realized that my battle to survive this war would have to be fought inside of me. Here's a woman who violently lost her entire family, her community, and life as she knew it. And she speaks of the biggest war being the one we fight within ourselves. Wow. So as I've told you, since COVID-19, we lost 5 business opportunities and we didn't get to hire one person. But by God's grace, we received 4 completely unexpected and new projects, and we were able to give temp jobs to 8 people while under lockdown. One of those projects was hosting a podcast for UNICEF South Africa called Children at Heart. You can find that on Iona FM or wherever you listen. My house is still the same size and my kid has grown, but thankfully, so have I, at least in some parts. Work in progress. I've grown in being grateful for the small things, in intentionally scheduling time to call my parents and friends I've been meaning to call, but hey, life got in the way. I've resolved to be a lot more mindful of my mood and emotions, and to recognize the fears that are at the heart of my irritations. I've rediscovered that it's okay to not have all the answers, and that sometimes the most productive thing I can do is go outside and kick a ball around. I'm trying to be stronger in the broken places, and I pray that you are too. This pandemic may have caused the end of life as we knew it, but may this be the beginning of a new, healthier soul life for all of us.
Give your brand a voice with Audiodacious. For podcasting, IVR, and audio content solutions, check us out at audiodacious.com.
Thank you for tuning into today's episode. As I mentioned at the start of the show, we are back and taking things up a level. Very soon we'll be launching the Hungry Woman at Work website, where you can find all the episodes, get blogs, and a lot of fun stuff. Going forward, we'll release 2 episodes a month. Some will be interviews with inspiring individuals, some will be solo episodes, like this one. Every other week, there'll be a blog or some other resource that I'd like to share with you. Follow us on Instagram for details, and you can also post your listener questions there. If you're still wondering how the show got its name, listen to the episode called How It All Started. In the meantime, subscribe to Hungry Woman at Work on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Iono FM. But please stay in touch, because honestly, without you, this show would just be an audio journal. Till next time, keep thriving at work without losing your soul.